That's right, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the Second Date, your ass will get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Maya.
Hey, good morning, Maya. How you doing?
Morning, Maya.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Man, we good. We trying
how
to help
feeling?
You.
Yeah. I'm all right. Thanks.
You all right. You can't be all right if you calling us.
Right. But I've been seeing this guy for about a couple of months, and we usually spend the night at each other's house every week or a couple of days out the week. And after this one time last week, he didn't call me back. I haven't got any texts or anything from him. And I've just been wondering where he's at. Like, what did I do?
How was your last interaction?
It was really like the usual. We just watched movies, sat in the bed, lay down, you know, kick like that.
All right, this is what we're going to do. What's his name again?
Amir.
Amir. We're going to try to get Amir on the line. Don't you say nothing, Maya. We're going to set this up for you. To the best of your knowledge, y'all didn't have any problems the last time y'all were together.
No, not to my knowledge. Everything was cool. It was just like the other times. We just chilling, having a good time. But I'm not sure what could have went wrong.
All right, we're going to do it right now. So don't say nothing until we cue you in, okay?
Okay.
Right. What you think? What y'all think? At the end of the day, when people tell me they ain't have no bad interaction and suddenly it's something that it makes me think.
It's
like,
always something they did. I always feel like the person that's calling in is the one that's not messed up.
So you think she's the problem?
Yeah.
I think, you know how it is, you stay with a girl and then you be giving, then you run out of rent money, so you just disappear right before the first of the month. I think
that's what. Damn.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Amir, please?
This is Amir, man. Who this is?
Hey, good morning, Amir. How you got a few seconds to talk, Amir?
Yeah, who this is, man?
Hey, this is Streets Morning Takeover, Amir. Young Jock. Shout out to Shamia Morton sitting in for more quick, bro.
What's up with y'all, man? What the hell is going on?
Boy, you sound like you're still in the bed, Amir. Did we wake you up, brother?
Yeah, a little bit too much tequila last night, man.
Hey, sound like a good night to me. Hey, man, listen. So, we have a segment on our morning radio show called The Second Date Update, right? And a young lady called us up here, and she spoke highly of you, said that, you know, y'all were dating and whatnot, and every other week or every week, y'all would alternate, taking turns, spending the night at each other's house or whatever. And for some odd reason, she hadn't heard from you in about a week. Are you familiar with Amaya?
Yeah, I know Shawty.
Yeah, I know Shawty.
You didn't sound too excited when you said, you know Shawty.
He didn't sound disgruntled either.
Why you disappear on this young lady? Seems like you left her out in the cold.
Man, I can't even speak on that, man. It's crazy.
What's crazy? Talk to her. We're trying to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like.
People, I don't even know. I just feel like females should just take care of themselves. Ooh, you should move like a lady.
Mm-hmm. What you mean by that? You got to be a little more specific than that.
Yeah, elaborate,
move like
sir.
A lady.
Man, I'm just going to keep it real, man. We was like, we were laying down. We kick it. And last time we was chilling, I just seen it. She was like, yo, man, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, cool. I keep watching the movie. Just sitting back, kicking it, like having a drink and shit. Man, she gone for like 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, what you doing? I ain't want to be weird and get up and go like check on her. 45 minutes go by. I like knock on the bathroom door. I'm like, you good? She's like, no, I'm good. So I go back to the bed. 15 minutes go by. She come back in there. And then she just started laying on me. I just started smelling something. Like, man, just smell lingering. I'm like, oh, man. And then
what did you smell? Okay,
yeah,
so
I'm trying to understand.
Man, it smelled like old potatoes and cabbage, man.
So you saying she went and used the restroom and came back and was smelling like what she did?
Yeah.
So you're insinuating that she didn't like wipe good or something?
I don't know if she wiped good. I don't know if she tried to cover it. Like, most girls, they might be real if that's what they got to do, you know, but come on, man. Like, you got to, like, at least have a little bit of respect for yourself. Even if you don't take a shower, you got to put on a little perfume. You know what I'm saying? You got white good.
So you basically saying she came back to the bed and put them crumbs in there. She had put them booty crumbs in
there.
She didn't take a bath?
That's what I'm saying.
So she went doo-doo.
Well, it sounds like we could clean this up, no pun intended. We got Maya on the phone. Maya.
Hello.
Hey, Maya. They go with Amir right there, man. I'm trying to let you clean this little up. I mean.
Did you at least wipe?
Hold on. We're all adults here. After you use the bathroom, when you come back, there might be a little smell still coming from the bathroom.
What?
So, no, I did not have crumbs in my underwear. It was probably just a smell lingering from the bathroom. Amir, I feel like that is, like, super childish. If you had a problem with it, you should have told me the night of, or you could have sent me a text. You could have called me, whatever. We're grown. We're adults.
Nah, I don't even feel like it's like that. Like, if it would have been any other way, it would have been cool, but you should have kept it real with me. When you come back in, we lay in the bed for, like, at least 5 minutes. I sit there, I'm getting this smell. You see my face with that.
Honestly, I feel like this is a really small, minor situation, but I don't feel like we should stop talking because of that.
I mean, I kind of agree with her on that one, Amir.
Yeah. It's an accident. Nah, maybe I have been
I'm just done with it. It's just something I don't rock with. I don't know. It's just nasty to me.
Exactly.
It sounds like Amir trying to get out of this relationship.
No, it sounds like Amir don't like no stanky booty girl getting back in the bed with him. Everybody know if you ish at somebody's house and you getting back in the bed with somebody that you wash your ass. That's not even a thought.
But I still feel like I didn't have that stuff while I was at his house. So, I mean, even if I turned the fan on and sprayed, he still was going to smell a little something.
It ain't the smell. It's the wash.
Okay. So, look. So, Amir,
I feel bad for her because I know she's probably embarrassed about that. I know she didn't mean it. So, I mean.
I know, right? So, Amir, dang. You can't find it in your heart to take the girl back?
Nah, man, I can't do it. We already been over with.
Amir, you a little OCD for me, child. I'm OCD, but you done took it to the 10th power.
Right.
Now, girl. You definitely got to do a better job with your hygiene. But, Amir, come on.
Got to keep that ass clean. Hey, look here, man. Y'all ain't going to pick up that $100 from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. But Atlanta is going to pick up this phone and call us right now, 404-352-0945. Let's talk about this second date update, Atlanta. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. Streets 94.5.